Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Plans to build a cannabis dispensary and truck stop development next to the Milan Bottoms in Rock Island are moving forward. The Rock Island City Council this week approved expanding a tax increment financing district to include the 10-acre site as well as parts of the nearby wetlands. Before the vote, resident Tim Murphy expressed concerns raised by many opponents of building there that noise and pollution will drive away bald eagles and other wildlife in the wetlands.
Those that stay only do because they have nowhere else to go. Everything outside of Milan Bottoms has already been spoken for by people. In short, I am certainly not against the truck stop or the dispensary. I am, however, against location. We have so few wild places. Why can't we learn to leave what is left alone?
The TIF expansion will allow for reimbursing the developer about $3 million in infrastructure costs. Supporters say it will allow funding for protecting the Milan Bottoms wildlife. The Illinois Department of Corrections has signed an emergency contract with a new healthcare provider. WBEZ's Lauren Frost reports.
The Department of Corrections says negotiations have stalled with the private company responsible for the medical care of nearly 30,000 people in state prisons. The department is switching from that provider, Wexford Health Sources, to a new one, Centurion Health. Both companies have faced criticism for poor care of incarcerated people. Jenny Volenkatz is the executive director of the John Howard Association, an independent prison monitor.
96% of the people who go into our prison system will leave our prison system, and their health impacts the health of everybody around them and their communities.
The Illinois Department of Corrections says it's committed to a smooth transition and delivering high-quality services. Lauren Frost, WBEZ News.
The Illinois Head Start Association and other early childhood education groups are suing the Trump administration over efforts to exclude immigrants without legal status from Head Start. The preschool program serves 28,000 low-income children in Illinois. Last week, the federal government issued a new interpretation of a 1996 law that keeps undocumented immigrants out of the program. The ACLU yesterday amended an existing lawsuit that accuses the president of harming the program. A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services declined to comment on the pending litigation. Veteran and former nursing educator Catherine Dolter is running as a Democrat in Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports.
Dolter has spent her career in the medical field and most recently was the Dean of Nursing at Kirkwood Community College in Dubuque. She says the federal policies being handed down on health care, particularly those in the president's Big Beautiful Bill, made her decide to run for the seat currently held by Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson. Dolter says she has the qualifications, and now in retirement, it's time for her to step up and do something.
I'm a patient advocate, and I've advocated for patients and students, and so I want to apply for the job in 2nd District just to advocate for Iowans for their health, safety, and economic welfare, because we got to flip the House to stop the Republican machine.
No other Democrats are in the race since attorney Kevin Tekoff suspended his campaign last month. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
St. Ambrose University has extended the contract of its president, Amy Novak, until 2030. The Davenport University's Board of Trustees announced the extension on Tuesday. Novak is St. Ambrose's 14th president, who took over in 2021. She's played a pivotal role in St. Ambrose's recent merger with Mount Mercy University in Cedar Rapids. This is WVIK News.